proclamation number 7797 dated the January 14th, 1961. What is the purpose of life on Earth? You have to know the purpose of your earthly life if your progress as a human being is to be successful and you want to reach the goal, if you once again want to become what you had been in the beginning. You came forth from me as supremely perfect beings. You were created in my image, endowed with all divine attributes, full of light and strength, and you are in constant contact with me as your God and Creator, so that you are continuously able to receive light and strength from me and thus were also indescribably happy. But your perfect nature also included free will, or you could not have been called divine living creations. Consequently, this free will had to open up two possibilities for you: to remain as perfect as I had created you, or to relinquish your perfection and change your nature into the opposite. Thus you are meant to prove your divinity by keeping the direction of your will in line with mine, so that it totally merged with my will, although it was completely free. In that case, however, you also had to be capable of behaving to the contrary. You also had to be able to fall away from me as a sign of free will, if this was opposed to me and my will. I required my created living beings to make this decision of will in order to be able to grant them even greater delights. I required this decision of will of my first created being, the Spirit of Light, whom my greater than great love externalized and who, as my image, was intended to create and work with and beside me in the spiritual kingdom. He had come forth from me in supreme perfection. He was my image. Yet one thing set him apart from me: he received his strength from me, whereas I was the source of strength myself. He certainly recognized this, for he possessed absolute realization. And so he was confronted by the test of will, which required him to acknowledge me as the source of strength from which he constantly received his power. However, his will and my strength had brought countless beings into existence, all of whom were of highest perfection, endowed with all gifts and free will which demonstrated their divine nature. And the awareness of having been the creator of all these beings made this first created spirit, the bearer of light, arrogant, and in his arrogance he rebelled against me. Hence he did not pass the test of will, but he voluntarily caused a separation from me which, admittedly, was impossible to happen, because all created spirits would have perished in view of the fact that they are unable to exist without me and my flow of strength, but the bearer of light, Lucifer, deliberately turned away from me, and therefore fell into the abyss, drawing with him a large number of beings which likewise were supposed to make a decision and deserted me. This occurrence, which took place in the spiritual kingdom, forms the basis of the creation of the world, of the countless different kinds of creations which I brought into being as the path of return for the spirits, in order to guide all fallen spirits back to their origin again, in order to guide them back to me, because they can only be happy again when they are united with me, whereas the distance from me signifies a state of utter wretchedness. I am now trying to make this information accessible to you humans, for you are these fallen spirits which are on the path of return to me and are approaching the goal. You have changed your once perfect nature into the opposite and became imperfect. Even as human beings you are still imperfect creatures, but you are able to perfect yourselves during your earthly life if only you fulfill my will, if you fit in with my law of divine order, if you live a life of love and completely change your nature into love again, as it was in the beginning. Love reunites you with me, but you have to accept it from me voluntarily again. You must not resist it when my love wants to illuminate you once more. You have to do your utmost in order to fulfill your task in earthly life, which solely consists of directing your will towards me, of surrendering to me and striving towards me with love. Then profound knowledge will be revealed to you. The darkness within you will recede. You will achieve bright realization, understand all correlations and leave the state of wretchedness. You will enter into union with me and in this unity find the former bliss again which you once voluntarily relinquished but which belongs to every being that once originated from me as a radiant image of myself, and which it irrevocably will become again one day, because this has been and will remain the goal of my creation, to educate children for myself who can create and work with me in supreme happiness. Amen.